Chorish. A person can make a Maisa Charisha. He could plow Telemechot, one row of his field, or see in the basic verse. The Chayiv Ola Mishum Shemayin Alavim. He could receive 8 Malkasin for this one action. What is he doing? Ha Chorish B'Shor V'Chamor. First of all, he's over the Lav of the Sakrish B'Shor V'Chamor Yachtov. He's working with the Shor V'Chamor. That's one Lav. They Mukdoshim, they are Mukdish, whether it's the Bechor the Gemara comes out with. So therefore, there's a Lav not to work with a Hegdish. So Rashi learns the two Lavs is one for the Shor and one for the Chamor. It's talking about a Petah Chamor, you have the Lav. Tosfos says, no, it's only one Lav. Tosfos says this is considered one. Mukdashim is only a second Lav. Now, Klayim Bekerim. So according to Rashi, this is the fourth Lav. And Tosfos says, no, Klayim Bekerim, here are the two Lavs. The Klayim Bekerim, there's one Lav for Klayim itself. You have a Chitul Sora. You're planting barley and wheat together. And then you have the vines there. So that's the two Lavs. It's Klayim and Bekerim. That's the way Tosfos learns. Right. Good, we'll soon see. Because when you plow, you turn over the dirt on top of what's growing already, you're making it grow better. So the Nisa Zareya. On Shabbos, you are Chorish, near things that are growing, there's also Zareya involved also, you're making it grow better. But not to make Klayim, now they're there together. He was talking about there are vegetables there. It's Klayim means you have wheat and barley together in the same hand. You throw 3 seeds together. You throw a seed of grapes, a seed of barley, and a seed of wheat. Together, that's what's climbed the kerem. So that's the shalom. It's 2 separate lavs or 1 lav. Then the udashris, talking about in Shemitah, that there's a lav to be chorish to field. The yomtif, so it's the yomtif, is a lav of chorish on yomtif. And also the person doing this was the kohen v'nozir, so what's wrong? The beis ha'tumah. He did all this one row in the Beis HaKvaros. So one Kayin, that is a Nazir, that on Shemitah, on Yom Tov, and he's planting now this Klayim Bekerim there, and he's been Chorv, Shor V'Chamor, and the Shor Hegdish sees over 8 lots. What's the Chiddush here? I don't know. You put together such a case. He could have such a case to receive 5 Malkasim for one action. And the Chiddush, even though it's one action here, there's one Maisa Charisha, but since there are 8 different lots, for each shame by itself, there's a separate Malkus. Chananya ben Chachnoi Omer, af halevish klayim. You can have a 9th lav if this kohen and nazir is wearing klayim when he's doing the charisha. So Omer the Chum back to him, ain't it a shame? That's not the same lav. I want a lav to do about charisha. That has nothing to do with charisha. Because otherwise, you could say 20 lavs. The guy is eating chazer, he's eating that. We want a lav to do with the Maisa Charisha. But just the fact that he's wearing klayim, that's not the lav of Charisha. Omelahem, so the Chavina said back to him, what he meant to ask him really was, af hanozer lo yu Hashem, a nozer and a klayim is also not this lav. That has nothing to do with the Maisa Charisha. That has to do with the fact that he's a nozer, or he's a klayim. He's not allowed to be standing in a basic forest. But also nothing to do with the Charisha. So if you add in the lab of a crane and nazir, I could give you a case that the person was already wearing klayim. There's no machlokes really. The question with a pure case, or maybe for one action, like we're saying, the chiddush here is that for one action you chayiv 8 different malkasim. So if klayim is a separate lab, has nothing to do with the action of charisha, there's no chiddush. So he said back also then, a crane and nazir also is no chiddush. It's a different action. It's not the same thing. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav Bevi, Omar Rav Yosi, Poishet v'loivesh mamish. What does the Mishnah mean? And the Mishnah says, if a person is wearing klayim, and we keep on warning him, take it off, and he does not, he's chayiv a few malkasin, and the Mishnah says, he took it off and put it on. Does it really mean he has to take off the whole jacket and put it on again? Maybe just enough shalai, maybe it's just enough to take off the sleeve. You do not have to take off the whole jacket. It's enough just to remove one sleeve and then put your hand through it again. That's also enough of an action. For that alone also, you'll be chayiv of Malkus of wearing klayim. So, mochi rav acha b'red rav ikah, Iluyev Yafuki. He showed him, no, it has to be a complete action. You have to take the whole jacket off and put it on again. Rashi says, Iluyev Yafuki, Mamish, or the Rivonet is, that it has to be Mamish, a complete action of putting on Klayim. Then you receive Malkus. If you learn what the Pasuk says, Loi Silabash Klayim, the complete love is doing a complete action of putting on. It's not enough that you have one arm in already, and now you just put in the second arm. Now let's say you have one arm on already, one sleeve is on, and then they warn you, do not wear klayim, and now you put the second sleeve in, you'll be potter. That's not the love. The love is you have to do a complete maisa of putting on this beged. That's what he holds. We passed in halos also chayiv. Halos also chayiv. Levisha is chayiv and halos, either one is chayiv. A maisa levisha or a maisa halos, either one is chayiv. That's what they say. But halocha, Ravashi Yemeno, Ravashi says, afilu loisho, elekede lifshat v'luvash chayiv. No, even without any new action in between. If he just waited there for the amount of time that he could take it off and put it on, for that alone is chayiv. In other words, in the morning, he put on beged of klayim, and they warned him before he put it on, do not put on this suit, it has klayim. He did not listen. He put it on. Then 5 minutes later, they come and tell him, take it off, it has klayim. And he just stays there and does nothing. And let's say to take it off and put it on takes 2 minutes. So they waited 2 minutes. He did not listen. They warned him again. Every 2 minutes they wait. They wait and give him another asura, he receives a second malchus. For every asura, there's a new malchus. So good, every asura is mechalik, it's like a separate action. But the question is, there's no new action. It's a lav shein b'maisa. You're just leaving on the klayim. You're not doing an action. So why are you chayiv here? So there's a chiddush, Tosis doesn't explain too much over here, Tosis and Shul explains it more, that yeah, this mamash yosvar also. But if a person is tummy, if a kohen, let's say, is in the basic forest, he's over allowed to be there. They warn him, go out, and he just stays there. So is he over a new malchus every time staying there? It's not an action. And the answer is yes. That since the maisa of having the clothing on now came because you first did an action, so that first action is considered continuously going on. In other words, now that you have the beg of the suit on, we look, how did this suit come upon you? It was on you because you did an action this morning. So even though now they tell you, take it off, and you're denying that, you're just, no, I'm not taking it off, I'm going to leave it. But you're, so the hasra makes it like a new action. So you're keeping it on now, it's considered, you receive malchus, that's called the lav, you over lav through a maisa. Where's the maisa? In the morning when you put it on, that action is continuously going on. It's like it's on you now. Why? Because you put it on in the morning. So that's the action for this lav. So therefore, that one action can mechayiv you 10 or 20 lavs. Every time they tell you, take it off, and you deny, no, I'm leaving it on, every leaving it on is like a continuation of that first putting on in the morning. And therefore, yechayiv, that's the chiddush kol tzman diyama. But the same is for by Shia in the Beis HaTuma. That if you stay there, there's a case where you first walked in, they warn you, do not go in. You do not listen. You came in Batumah. And you stay there, and they warn you now, go out, go out. Every time, you're over another lav. That's a new chiddush. That's called Shia. It's considered a new action.
All right, turn over.
Taisa says here, Avalhocha, the top Taisa, last few lines, Avalhocha, the Eimlai Shoyf, Lishna Luvosh, Ein Kanavei Racheres, the Adayin Alavisho, Rishayna Kiyemis. And if you can't take it off, there's not enough time to take it off, then the first Levisha is still here. All right, so no. But there's enough time in between, then we look as if it's a new Maisa.
And again, you say that when you're wearing it.
Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Yesh Chorish Telemechot, that it's possible to do one Maisa Chorisha, one action of plowing, and you have 8 Malkusim. Omer Rabbi Yanai, Bechabura Nimna V'Gomru, all the Rabbonim came together, they had a meeting, and they came out with a verdict, that HaChoyfe B'Klayim Loikim. If somebody just covers up Klayim, that you have already wheat and barley growing together, and now you come, somebody else planted in your backyard, and now you come and make it grow better, by taking dirt and throwing it on top of it, for that alone yichayiv. That's also considered like an action of zareya. It's called like you're planting. Omer lehen, chur the rayir is now Mishnah. So this is what Rabbi Yannai said. Omer lehen Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Lav Mishnah sen huzu. Like, what are you telling me, Rabbi Yannai? And me, the whole chabur of Rabbonin, our Mishnah says clearly like that. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Yesh chorish, telemechot, a person can make a maisa harisha, just plowing one row, v'chayiv alav mishum shemayin alavin, and one of them was, ha'chorish v'shov v'chamor, v'en mukdoshin, u'v'klayim b'kerim. You're over the lav of klayim b'kerim. Now why, your question, where is the maisa zareya? Where are you planting here? You're not planting, you're only plowing. What does plow do? It turns over the dirt. So you're turning over the dirt onto klayim that's growing already. So, what? That just means that's the way it first comes in there. But once it's there, if you make it grow better, you're also over that lav. It's a continuation also. You're making that grow. So Mar asked, Hai chervish to mechayim mishum klayim, heki mishkachas lo. How do you find this? What's the case? Why are you chayim mishum klayim? You're being chervish. You're plowing. You're not planting. So where's the planting? Where's the action of planting klayim? So lav, don't you have to tell me the michsei ba'di diozol, that while the plow is going along the ground, it's turning over the dirt, and you're causing the dirt to cover up the klayim to make it grow better. So that's what Rabbi Yannai said, that our choifa of a klayim is like her. So Rabbi Yochanan said back, pshita, that's our Mishnah. Like our Mishnah says, chorish b'klayim is chayim. So what do I need you for? So Amalai answered back, of course you need me. He loved the deloy l'chachaspa. Like if I did not turn over, uncover the plate, the chaspa is like a piece of china, mi mishkachas maganisa tusoy, would have you found the pearl underneath it? In other words, true the Mishnah says it, but you would not know what's Pshat in the Mishnah. I'm explaining to you what the Pshat in the Mishnah is. Like you could ask the question, why does the Mishnah say Yechayiv? Are you not planting? You're not really being Zareya Klayim? So I'm explaining to you, the answer is, because in Zareya Klayim, it's not only the action of actually planting, but what then, even if it was planted, and now you're making it grow better, like you're Chayif of a Klayim, for that you would be Chayif. Omalei Rosh Lakish Rav Yochanan, Ilav de Kilsecho Gavu Rabo. If not that you praised a great person, notice by saying that's a good that shot from our Mishnah. Have Yamina Masnisa Mani Rav Kivi Rosh Lakish Rav Yochanan say no. From our Mishnah, there's no proof. Our Mishnah maybe goes according to Rav Kiva. And why? The Yomad Rav Kiva says Hamakayim Klayim Leika. Rav Kivi Shitarish, you do not have to do the action of planting. If somebody else planted klayim in your backyard, and you just let it stay there, your makayim, you just do not uproot it, just let it stay, for that alone you receive malchus. So that's the love. Do not even let klayim be in your property. Where's the action? So Tzai says someplace that if you hold a love, you need a love, sheish b'maisa, the maisa is you planted a fence around. That means you protect it. By you keeping klayim grow, you protect it. You put a fence around the field, that nobody can come destroy it, that's the action. But the actual love is that you're letting klayim grow. Maybe our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva. See, where you come and plow it, not the pshat is that plowing is considered a maisa zareya of seeding it. No. If you not like Rabbi Kiva, you depotter. But our Mishnah knows you do not like Rabbi Kiva. You do not need the action of actually seeding it, but it's enough just letting it stay. So if you're being chirish, you're showing that you want the client to stay, that's why you receive malchus. Now, my Rabbi Kiva, where's Rabbi Kiva? The Tanya went like this. It says in Mishnah, Deceptin Klayim, Hamanachesh, somebody's pruning. Vamachafe b'klayim, where you go near where you have your klayim, where it's the vineyard, or you have stam vegetables, wheat and barley growing together. And your machafe, you cover it up, you take dirt and cover up the klayim to make it grow better. Like, it says clearly here, you receive malchus. That, and Manachesh is pruning. You pull out the bad weeds, that makes it grow better. That's also an action of Zareya. You're making it grow better, that's the action of Klayim. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Af HaMekayim. Not only this, where you're doing an action to make it grow, but just letting it stay. If somebody else planted Klayim in your backyard, and you just let it stay, you do not uproot it, for that alone you get Malchus. Again, if you need the action is you put a fence around. Now, my time with Rabbi Akiva, what's Rabbi Akiva's reason? Right, the Pasuk says, Sodcha lo sizra klayim. It says not to plant klayim. The Tanya is like this. The Pasuk says, Sodcha lo sizra klayim. Same, I only know from this, Elazareya, if you do an action now of planting klayim, or else making it grow better, seeding it, or a plant, put dirt on top, or water it. You do an action to make it grow better, that's called Zareya. Nikaya minayin, just letting it stay, not doing the action of making it grow, just keeping it around. How do I know? Talmud Loimei changed the pasuk like this. The pasuk before says, Behem techola sabia klayim. That's one pasuk. Then it says, it says, Behem techola sabia yeklayim. And then, Sodacha loisizra klayim. See, dashens like this, as if to say, Sodacha loiklayim. That's the way he dashens. As if to say, in your field, there should be no klayim. Like Rashi, the Rivom explains. Says, Behem techola loisabia klayim. And then the pasuk says, Sodacha loisizra klayim. The shamin and lehochi. This is what it means to say. Klayim sodacha loi. Take the middle three words. As if to say, the akrin and lay mipasti the drosha, take it out from the poshut pshat for drosha. The poshut should have said dam techo klayim lo sabia. Should have said like that. When we disomach klayim usoda, what is the last word klayim next to the next pasuk of soda? Shemamin aloch yudiyasa. So you have to say sodcha lo klayim, and your field there can be no klayim at all. So you don't need sizra, just klayim alone is allowed. Just keeping klayim in your field. The Torah says, do not have any klayim at all in your field. You have to say, sodcha loy klayim. Klayim, sodcha loy. In your field, there's allowed to have klayim there, even without the action of Zoraya. That's Shang Rabbi Kiva. That was the only question, but it's a lav shein by Maisa. See, the old Rabbi Kiva, the Kabyuda, lav shein by Maisa is like a love. Or else, there has to be some action. An action of making offense, or any type of an action you're doing, but you do not need a Maisa Zareya. That's what Shlaka says. From our mission alone, you have no proof. So therefore, you need Rabbi Yanai. You need him to teach us this Chiddush, that Chaytha B'Klaim is like a. From our mission, maybe it goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Oh, Malay Yulul Rav Nachman, Veloka Nami Mishum Zareya B'Yomtif. Like, Lechura, why isn't there a ninth lav? We're talking about now the person was Chirish B'Yomtif. Like, that's one lav you included. That was on Yom Tov. So once it's on Yom Tov, every chorish, or at least if you chorish near produce, near things that are growing, it's also Maisa Zareya. So it should be chayiv also Mishum Zareya. Like if you have things growing and you plow near it, so the plowing does two actions. It softens the ground, but it also makes that plant grow better. So you're causing it to grow better. Just like if you water grass, it's the lav of Zareya. So if you're machapa near things that grow, it's also Zareya. So our Mishnah says already, Chirish, why isn't there also the lav of Zareya? How come the Mishnah left out Zareya? You're telling me how many different lavs? There should have been a ninth one, Zareya. So he answered back, O Malay, Ton of Ashayr, I'll tell you the Mishnah left out one. It said eight, and it's true there could be more. O Malay said back to him, you can't say that. Ton of Katoni Shemayna, our Mishnah says clearly how many, it says eight. Doesn't only just list, they'll make a list. It says the number. The Yatamat Tana B'Shai, you want to tell me you left out? You can't say that. If we just mention them and not say the number, okay. But if he says, mentions them with the number, he means B'diyak, eight and not more. So my Rav answers like this. Our Tana holds, Yesh Chilik Melachas B'Shabbos, but V'yein Chilik Melachas B'Yomtev. On Shabbos, we have drushes to say, if you do two Ovis Melachas, you receive two separate punishments. If you do them b'shoigig on Shabbos, there's two separate chatois. Mashenken and Yom Tov, there's no chilek melachos. Means if you do three or four melachos together, you only get one punishment. So on Yom Tov there's no chatos. On Yom Tov it's only a lav. So if you do it with Hasroa, you only chayiv one malchus, and not two times malchus. So if our Mishnah only says one case of malchus, even though there are two Yisurim involved, but our Mishnah wants how many different malchus you receive. Sefer only says one for Yom Tov and not two. That's called Yesh Chilik by Shabbos, but V'yein Chilik by Yom Tov. There are psukim for this. See, holds out, you do not learn out Yom Tov from Shabbos. Like we have the Gemara on Shabbos, Havara was Lachalik Yotzes. See, holds it's only going out with Savar Weish, Chol Mashmasechem V'yom HaShabbos. On Shabbos we have the extra Havara to say Lachalik Yotzes. He learns out, he holds you do not learn out Yom Tov from Shabbos. So Maria says, that's true. So, yeah. Omalei Adate. So they said, okay, let it stay. This is the good terrace. K'moi Zoistei. It means this should be the good terrace. On this, no. That's what the Rebbe wanted to say, this terrace. Eisri Abai. Abai asked the question back, no. Is that true? V'yein chilek melachas b'yontif. Is it true what you're saying? That a Tana really holds that on Yontif, if you do two different labs, there's only one malchus, not two. So you have to know, we learn like this. Hamavashel gid hanoshem becholof. If you cook up the gid hanoshem with milk, on Yomtif, the Yomtif, the yochel, and then you eat this, loike chamesh, you receive five different malchus. Why? Loike mishum oichel gid, that's one lab eating the gid hanoshem. Loike mishum avashel beyomtif, shalom etzerich. Even though you're allowed to cook on Yomtif, that's only for food that you could eat. Here, since it's treif, it's gid hanoshem, it's also heated, there's a law for cooking this. It's called a bishul shlele tzarech. For like him, mishur mavasha gid b'cholov. Like we all gid is also nice and tam. It has a shame basar, so there's an issa basar b'cholov here. There's a lab just for cooking it. For like him, mishur oichel basar b'cholov. There's a separate lab for eating this basar b'cholov. And the fifth.